You're listening to Rethinking Sustainability, thoughts, ideas, inspirations for a livable future. You know, sometimes you have one of those conversations that stays in your mind for years after. It might be the merest scrap of a conversation, but there's something about that that sticks far beyond the length of what was said. I want to tell you today about one such story that involves a guy named Fernando. And you know, it's so long ago, I don't even remember his surname. Also, my apologies to Fernando, because to some extent I'm protecting his beliefs and attitudes and he can't reply. But I think I'm on pretty safe ground, because what he said so neatly encapsulates the thinking of many people on the subject of sustainability. Also, I know he won't be listening to this, so I'm not going to worry about that. What I do remember is pretty much exactly where this took place. Fernando was a Portuguese, English-speaking Brazilian who'd been recruited to work in our team. I think he said he originated from Sao Paulo. And we were crossing the road on the way to a team lunch, and I remarked to him how concerned I was about the destruction of the Amazon forest. "Well," he said, "but the people need to clear that forest." "But what about the species that would disappear as a result?" "Well, if you're worried about species, we can keep them in zoos," he said. Wow. So I'm betting you've had this experience too. What he said was so far outside my thinking, so foreign to me, I didn't know what to say. So how could somebody be so utterly ignorant about sustainability? How could Fernando not see that the Amazon jungle is crucial for the Earth's life support system? Well, there ended pretty much that conversation. But of course, with hindsight, I've thought of all sorts of things I might have said. And now I want to unpack the significance of this conversation. And in the next Rethinking Sustainability, we'll think about how that conversation might someone like this. So I'll begin with Fernando's words that the people need. That's a statement of values that we can both agree on, and I'm sure you do too. He's absolutely right that people matter, and in fact, that's a central theme of the book that Mark Diesendorf and I wrote, The Path to a Sustainable Civilization. We cannot have a sustainable civilization unless we care for our people. And leaving people in poverty and inequality is not sustainable. Okay, that's a good starting point. But now let's look at the second part of his statements, to clear the forest. And the way he frames it, this is a dichotomy, a false dichotomy. It's the people or the forest. According to this narrative, we can't have both the people and the forest. And then becomes a small step to say the people versus the forest. The forest is a thing that gets in the way of progress. Clearing it is necessary for prosperity. Now you might be thinking I'm picking on Brazilians. Well, I am a bit, but I'm doing that because of his attitude is symbolic of the deep-set problem, not just in Brazil, but in Borneo, Indonesia, and elsewhere. And in Australia too, where farmers were paid a bounty to clear the land. We've stripped huge portions of our forest, and still are, for farming, for timber, and of all things, wood chips. So I'm not exactly coming from a place with an exemplary record. In a moment I want to test Fernando's claim that clearing the forest will help the people. But first let's knock off his suggestion that we could preserve animals by putting them in zoos. Oh, this is so appallingly off the mark. We could spend weeks dismantling it. For a start, he's only mentioning animals, not insects, plants, mosses and fungus. And he didn't say anything about the soils beneath the jungle. In short, Fernando was displaying zero nil understanding what an ecology means. It's the vast, interconnected, interdependent network of life that has evolved over thousands and millions of years. And sticking a few poor animals in zoos does absolutely nothing to preserve the environment. And in any case, what a miserable, depleted existence zoos are for many animals. Not that I'm particularly anti-zoo, but they are in no way a substitute for a viable ecology. And that brings me back to Fernando's assertion that people need to clear the jungle. Let's have a look at some statistics. How has Brazil changed in the last 25 years since we had our conversation? On the face of it, not too bad. Life expectancy has gone up from 69 to 73 years. and noting that GDP is an extremely poor measure of well-being, but GDP per capita has gone up. Okay, score one to Fernando, although whether that was due to clearing the forest is mere supposition. Let's then look at some other metrics. Population has grown from 169 to 215 million. And that means that in the space of just 25 years, Brazil has 46 million additional people that need feeding, employment, housing, and so on. And yes, I'm speaking from Australia where we consume more resources per person. But nonetheless, every additional human demands something from the planet, and that is definitely not sustainable. What then happens to the land when the jungle is cleared? Is that sustainable? Well, the answer depends somewhat on what the land is clear, but whatever, the immediate impact is to destroy the forest ecology by wiping plants, insects, and animals that were there before, and with very rare exceptions, the change is effectively permanent. If the clearing is for mining or to build houses and roads, factories, the changes are obviously severe. If it's for farming, it's a little more benign, but the net effect is that the deep forest soils built up over millennia are soon depleted and productivity declines. Then there are the broader scale impacts. Removing the forest affects not just the local climate, the temperature and rainfall, but it's said that the Amazon jungles are the lungs of the planet. So given the prodigious rate of their destruction, this is having a global impact. How much clearing, you ask? Well, in Brazil, the land area has gone from 67 to 59% in 25 years. Yes, that's 25 years. In the mere blink of time, Brazil has destroyed 8% of its jungle. That's not long, and the impacts are vast and unsustainable. Next week on Rethinking Sustainability, I want to think about that conversation that we might have had. What could I have said to change Fernando's opinion? Was that even ever an option? Catch you later. You've been listening to Rethinking Sustainability, and if you'd like to contribute to this series, get in touch with me, Rod, at tayloram2000@zoho.com.